Right. Yeah.
Just that.
Reverend Horton Heat show for myself and others was always just like this, like, I never expected to see this band ever play Hamilton if it wasn't for this bar.
Right. Oh, totally. Yeah. And there's something about the bar that just makes people, you know, like they were fine to hang out with people because it was like, you know, it's like a little family club. Right. It just doesn't have that. I don't know. It just has, you just feel at home there. Right. No matter what, you know, if you've been on the road for, you know, the past 16 months and you're, you know, it's like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to sit at the bar and do shots with the bartenders.
That may have happened one too many times, I think. Yeah. But yeah. A business standpoint, not such a good idea. But on the other end, a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, no regrets, right?
No regrets. Yeah. Is there any other shows that stand out for you?
Yeah, actually. Kenny booked a band called The Liars, and I had never heard of them before, but they blew my mind. Like, absolutely fell in love with this band, and to this day, it's one of the best shows I ever seen anywhere. Like, people were stage diving, crowd surfing, and you know how that, you know, that stage is not very, very wide, right? And it's not far from the bar. And
no.
I just stood on a ladder behind the bar and just watched the madness ensue, and I was just like, this is amazing, right? It just like had such a great vibe. Yeah. And yeah, I really, really loved that show. And yeah, just the energy from that show was pretty unforgettable for me. Okay, this is Darlene McNeil, and I just wanted to say thank you to Glenn and Jody, Lou Molinaro, and all of the staff at the St. Hollywood for so many great memories. And yeah, thanks. We'll be right back.
test is over. a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. Cause she knows that sand.
Joining me on the line right now is Dan Rivero. He's been doing The Odd Show over the years at This Ain't Hollywood, and his DJ promotion company is No Frills. Sometimes you can check them out on James Street South, and of course his handle is DJ Osito as well. Dan, thanks for taking the time out of your day to have a quick chat with me here.
Oh no! Thanks for having me. It's this specific show. And this specific thing means a lot to me because I mean, This in Hollywood was a big part of my life for a long time.
Yeah. When was the first time that you ended up throwing a DJ night at the club? Do you remember?
I will positively say 2011 was a very memorable one.
Why is that?
It was the first full-on audio-visual event that I did. Okay. And this was a sort of theme night where that one specifically actually was hip-hop producers and hip-hop bands or groups. Wow. And tied on with live artists on stage, and each performance had a different live painter on stage with them.
Whoa. And
yeah, it was pretty intense. So it was a lot of fun, and it was the first one that I did.
Yeah.
There I did like a premature one beforehand, but that was the official big one, and it was a great crowd. And
yeah
it was great, and I just loved This Ain't Hollywood for and Lou and Glenn for always, and Jody for being so open minded with new promoters coming in and trying things like that.
Well, that was the you know, that club being there, being a part of Art Crawl, that whole artist scene down in there, they embraced it fully, from different art on the walls, and to actually allowing you to put on a night like that, it only makes sense because everyone always looks at the club. And I've had a lot of conversations today and over the years that it's just this sort of like a rock club, like an old styled rock club and a dive bar. But to myself and others, it was more than that. And they proved that by having you do nights there.
Yeah, myself and many others. I remember the first time I tried to sort of, I converted it as like a rave party for a night as well, in terms of decor and whatnot. And
right.
That was a different night. There's been at least a couple every year I did events there, and every time I tried to sort of switch it up, but I always kept the sort of the visual artist and DJ or performance kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And that first one always stand out to me though, cause it was just, it really went well, and it sort of reaffirmed the thought I had behind pushing shows like that, and I have been ever since, just yeah. Different venues.
Yeah. So now that this Ain't Hollywood is no more, I mean, I doubt we're ever going to see it open up before the August 4th closing date because of this stupid COVID pandemic. Where else have you been doing your shows for the last little while on James North?
On James North, I've sort of located and recently become a resident at Shaolin Underground, which is it was before, it was just below Marina. Now the whole building is Shaolin, even though, like you said, COVID-19, everything's on hold, right? So, I've been there sort of booking and hosting sort of house music-driven nights with live artists and things like that. And then before that, it's sort of been a pop-up thing. So I'm trying to think back. It's been many years now doing this stuff. There's been other venues, and now it's just slipping my mind. I work with different promotional companies and putting that sort of on.
It's
been a good ride, and I don't think and This Ain't Hollywood had a big part of sort of personally reassuring myself that it's possible to do something a little bit different with shows and have people appreciate it. This is DJ Osito aka Dan Rivero, from No Thrills, All Genre Dance Parties. And I can't thank Lou, Glenn, and Jody enough for everything over the years and having me be a part of so many events and letting me do my thing. All the best in your endeavors, and there's definitely a hole on James Street North after you guys are gone.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Enough drum and bass, make you wind up your waist.